Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Our title for today is Slow and Steady Wins the Race. And I love that title because it's true. It's true. We talk all the time on this podcast about a recovery and self-discovery journey being three steps forward, two steps back, three steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, whatever it is, you are going to have struggles and you're going to have to regroup and learn so that you can continue on your journey. And I frankly, I love and value, respect the step back portion. Okay. And instead of feeling defeated and intimidated and overwhelmed and just those negative core beliefs coming out to play, please just honor where you are when you are there. You are learning something. You are being taught something. It is so important. And so today, we really want to talk about the importance of consistency. All right. Just showing up every day. And this season, we're talking about the Plan to Recover mini journal and the importance of a journaling practice. There are so many different journaling practices out there, so many different journals, so many amazing ways that you can engage in the art of writing, and it's so freaking therapeutic. So please do it. There's rage pages, there's bullet journaling, there's all different types of prompted journaling practices, there's daily pages if you're familiar with that. I mean, there's so many things you can do to really pause and reflect and gain insight and self-awareness. We're focusing on our journal, which is a bullet journaling practice that really focuses on three identified behaviors or things that you want to change or automate in the next 90 days. And then we also focus on self-discovery. All right. Who are you? What do you need? You know, finding your meaning and your passion and your purpose and your motivation to be the best version of yourself. But all of this, no matter what the journaling practice is, it requires consistency, especially if you want to automate a behavior. It is so important to show up with your, armed with your why, armed with that why that says, this is why I have dedicated the next 90 days to really focus on this behavior, right? So show up every day armed with your why and show up to your journal every day, even if it's just to check the box, okay? Even if it is just to look at that daily check-in and say, I did or didn't do my AM routine or my PM routine. I did or did not engage in these healthy practices, or I did or did not abstain from these unwanted behaviors. The rest of the daily check-in, which is all about self-discovery, you know what? You don't have to do it. You do not have to do it. Do we recommend you do it? Yes. Do we recommend you do it every day? Yes. Do you have to for meaningful change? No, you do not. But what is very important is that you're showing up to that journal every day, that you are consistently opening that book, at least checking those boxes, and honoring and sitting in that feeling that comes over you when you hold yourself accountable to what happened that day. Okay, we are talking about probably 3.5 minutes of your time max. What does it say about where you are if you are not going to honor yourself and your desire for change for 3.5 minutes? What does that say? Just sit in that, right? If you are not able or willing to do that at this point, please journal about it. Something is coming up. There is resistance. There's fear. There's overwhelm. Okay? That is normal and that is natural. Okay? But that's also the importance of keeping it up, moving forward, even when it's hard, even when all the resistance bubbles up to the surface and it says, you don't need to do this. This is silly. This is stupid. This behavior really isn't that important. You know, anticipate this happening. Anticipate, you know, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. When you're in the 2 steps back, just show up and check the boxes. Okay. We just did a conversation episode about checking the boxes. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's much, much, much more than about just checking boxes. But in the beginning, it's enough. Just show up consistently every single day. Honor yourself, no matter what the mood, no matter what trials, tribulations, and circumstances you were in that day, check the boxes and show up consistently, because it builds trust and it gives you the momentum you need to continue forward on this journey. We all have struggles, okay? We all have setbacks. We all have life circumstances and just, you know, crap. We all do. But what I'm asking you to do is, through all of it for the next 90 days, show up to the journal. Now, this is what I do, and you do not have to do it. But I have told you that every morning, I used to never make my bed. I thought, what a useless, you know, way to spend the first moments of my day. But guess what? Now I wake up, I do that so that I can lay my journal on my pillow so that my comforter does not come back down without my journal getting moved. Okay. So whatever it takes, paying attention to your AM routine and your PM routine, whatever it takes to make sure you are engaging in this journal every day, make it happen. Make it happen, because you deserve it. And you deserve the change that is going to happen when you engage every day for 90 days. Okay. So we are going to link in this episode, we are going to link in our show notes to our episode that aired some seasons ago, but it's called Consistency is Key. And I think when you combine this episode with that one, you're going to understand and really lean into your journaling practice on a daily basis and understand the trust bonds that are being built between you and all parts of yourself when you just stay consistent and honor what you started. So keep it up. Keep moving forward. All right. Let us know how you're doing. And please let us know if you need or desire any help on your journey. All right. www.lightninginabottle.biz. Please reach out, because if you are not struggling at this point, you're probably not doing it right. We want to hear about the struggle, and we really want to be of assistance to you. And we look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next time. See ya.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.